Detention. When I hear this word, the first thing that comes to my mind is confinement, loneliness, and fear. But if I think about school detention, the perception improves because this is about a person who, as a punishment, is kept in school after school time for a couple of hours. But today, we will think about another type of detention. Hello everyone! I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. On a May 26th, a few years ago, a group of kids broke the rules of their school. They were not allowed to sneak out of their dorms past their bedtime, to wander around the school, let alone venture behind the school gates, even if there was a good reason to do it. So, when a group of friends, they just stopped breaking the established rules, they were discovered, or rather, someone snitched on them. Clearly, if they were somewhere else, the punishment would be very much different. But did I say that they are at Hogwarts? So, if you want to know why Harry, Ron, Hermione and Draco are in the Forbidden Forest with their teacher Hagrid, keep listening to today's story, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Harry is an orphan since his parents died in a car accident, or at least that's what his aunt and uncle always told him when he was growing up. But in reality, they lied to him because they refused to believe in magic. Harry grows up unaware that he's a wizard. He finds that out on his 11th birthday. But in fact, and without knowing it, Harry gets certain clues even before his birthday, when he begins to receive letters that were delivered in a bizarre way by owls, but which he never read because his uncle threw them in the trash every time. Determined not to give up, Dumbledore, Hogwarts headmaster, sends Hagrid, the keeper of the Hogwarts keys, to hand deliver to Harry her letter, informing him that he's been invited to join the world's most famous wizarding school. Without a second thought, Harry packs his belongings and follows Hagrid to Diagon Alley, a famous magical alleyway located in London, behind the Leaky Cauldron pub. There, Harry finds everything he needs to start classes. Edwidge, who was the second to last thing in the to-get list by Harry, he received as a gift from Hagrid. Then there's only one thing left to do, which is to get the ticket for the Hogwarts Express. The train leaves at 11 o'clock on September the 1st from platform 9¾ of King's Cross, and arrives at Oxmaid Station. It is at the train station in London that Harry meets Ron for the first time. Unlike Ron, that grows up in the world of magic and knows that the platform 9¾ is invisible to the muggles, people who do not have magical powers, Harry doesn't know how to find the platform. Ron helps him to get to the train, and from that moment on, a solid friendship is born between the boys, which is strengthened when, also on the train, they meet Hermione, who will be the third member of what will become a strong and indestructible trio. Also, the Sorting Hat gives them a hand because all of them are placed in the same house, Gryffindor. The other houses are Hufflepuff. All its members are humble, inclusive, loyal, and kind. Ravenclaw, its members are brilliant, creative, wit, and original. And Slytherin, all the members are determined, highly intelligent, and full of self-confidence. No wonder that all the ambitious wizards and witches in history were from this house. Even the most evil of all, he who must not be named, Lord Voldemort. The same one who tried to kill Harry when he was a baby. The one who gave him the scar. The same one others think he's dead, but who we know he's still out there. Is it him whom Harry encounters for the first time in the Forbidden Forest in the form of a hooded figure drinking unicorn blood? I decided to tell only the first book of this wonderful saga because I don't want to spoil your pleasure of discovering this world. But contrary to what I could have once believed, this is not a teenager's saga. In fact, I will say that its storyline is interesting enough to capture the attention of people of all ages. J.K. Rowling gave the world a parallel universe, a refuge for readers at certain times in their lives, a place to let their minds wander and forget about their problems, a place to enjoy a rare tranquility in the comfort of their own home. The Harry Potter world is really vast, because not only the books exist, but there are also movies whose adaptation of the book is excellent, detailed board games and video games such as Hogwarts Legacy, which is a rare and unique experience that will blow your mind. So, if you cannot wait to start your journey at Hogwarts, I highly recommend you to be sorted at your house first. I'll leave you the link to the official Harry Potter website in the description box below. And then, start your adventure. To all the Gryffindor, I'll see you at the common room. And to the others, I'll see you next week.